Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Suns insider Kellen Olson joins Burns and Gambo to talk Phoenix Suns basketball.
Hey, Kevin. Kellen Olson, Arizona Sports. Nice to meet you. Welcome to the Valley.
Can you say it again?
I'm Kellen. Welcome to the Valley. Nice to meet you.
Courtside with Kellen. Brought to you by Southwest Gas. Committed to exceeding expectations today while innovating sustainable solutions for tomorrow.
Our weekly visit with Kellen Olson, our Suns guru. Tomorrow, we've got a different schedule with the day game for the Arizona Diamondbacks, so we have moved Kellen to today, as his previews for the Suns-Timberwolves series have already begun to hit at ArizonaSports.com. How many of those bad boys are you going to write?
Four is the plan right now.
Four is the plan?
Right? Four.
Yeah. We'll see. I read the first one today.
Thank you.
It was good work, as always. It's available at ArizonaSports.com. One per day, basically, for the rest of the week?
We'll see how today goes, but it might be tomorrow.
Okay.
Like, it's 3:32 and I haven't gotten a lot into it yet, unfortunately, as much as I want to, but we'll see how it goes. Yeah, but I love this time of year. There's so many different dynamics to every matchup, and this one's particularly interesting to me.
It is, and I think I said the other day, out of the five teams that are rated ahead of the Phoenix Suns, the only one that you kind of said, okay, I really do want to play this team, is Minnesota. I don't think you could have said that about Oklahoma City or Denver, the Clippers, the Mavericks. I don't think you could have said that about those teams. But this has been a good matchup for Phoenix all year long. What are some of the things you like about this matchup?
It's how exploitable they are, Gambo, and I think with that in mind, it's the two big look that they like to use and how much that's going to allow Phoenix's primary scorers to get decent windows. Like in that game, that last game of the regular season, you saw Devin Booker and Bradley Beal coming around screens ready to shoot threes right away. Gobert or Towns are going to be in drops a lot of the time when they're that five man, so you're going to be able to come around and get into a jumper if you want to. And if you have the ball screen come high enough, you're going to be able to drive around both of those guys because they're not necessarily the most nimble, particularly Gobert. But the thing that I like the most, Gambo, has been their success in limiting Anthony Edwards over these three games. That's the next preview coming. That's probably on the site tomorrow morning. And they have been able to employ a base defense that has probably been their most successful this year, with just cutting off his avenues to drive and really limiting the space that he finds around him. And Edwards, at this point of his career, he's a tremendous player, don't get me wrong, but as a playmaker, he's still got some steps to go. He's still only 22 years old, and that's kind of like, it's going to be a big put up or shut up moment for Edwards in particular, because he's probably going to need to be a guy putting up 5-6 assists per game in this one, or he's going to need to get a lot more help. Burnsy and I are the two biggest Naz Reid fans on the planet, but he's basically been a no-show in these three meetings. Cat's been in and out. It's been tough for them to find the requisite offense that they need to hang in this series.
I've noticed with Anthony Edwards, when they close off those driving lanes, how frustrated he gets, that sometimes he forces up bad shots because he still wants to score and he can't get to the lane. He can't get to the lane to score. So they'll cut those lanes off, and then you'll see him just force up a bad shot, rebound by the Suns, they go the other way. I've seen that many times. They've been able to frustrate him like that.
Absolutely, and I think one of the things that I've started to dive into with him is that I look through all of his baskets from those three games, and only one of them was basically set up by a teammate. Monte Morris found him roaming around the baseline, and then he had that dunk on Eubanks in the April 5th matchup. But other than that, it's been entirely self-creation, and that's something where you look at Booker and Durant and Beal, they set up each other a lot more, and Edwards doesn't really have that dynamic with them right now. I think this is going to be a huge Mike Conley series because they need someone else off the dribble to go. I mean, when you think about the guys off the dribble for their team, Ant's first, and then it's probably Naz Reid and Karl Anthony Towns after that, who are bigs. So you need someone to really get the gears spinning, and that's where Mike Conley is going to be have a huge factor on offense. And then on defense, he's going to be the guy the Suns are picking on the most outside of Towns. So yeah, he's a huge part of this.
You had mentioned in today's preview that you thought Mike Conley might end up being the real X factor in this series as a guy to kind of get Minnesota's offense out of the mud a little bit if it gets into the mud with Anthony Edwards. But I want to talk to you about something that you wrote about in today's story as well, and I think you ended the piece with it. We can sit here and do the X's and O's thing and really talk about what you're so good at, the fine-tuning of the matchup and how it's going to work. But just from a sheer mental confidence standpoint, how does that play into a series like this when the Suns look across the court and they go, yeah, that's a team we've kind of – we know how to play you, right? How far does that go in something like this?
I think it goes a good ways. We were talking about it going into the Dallas series. You'll remember how the Suns pretty much dominated that matchup. So we've seen this before go the other way. But I will say for this team specifically, you could see on the floor within the last month when they were losing their confidence, when they didn't have it. And they are going to be confident in this matchup. Now, is it going to be a good thing for this team? Is it going to be a detriment to this team based on the way we've seen them handle matchups when they think that they're the better team? Game one is going to tell us a ton about this series, I think. If the Suns come out the way that they have at all in any of these three games against Minnesota, we are going to have a highly competitive series. But if we see the Suns start to make some mistakes and you can tell that they're not really connected still,
yeah,
that's when it could start to get ugly because Minnesota will definitely pounce.
Kellen Olsen joining us in studio for his weekly segment. I want to ask about Bradley Beal and from your perspective, the evolution that we've seen Bradley Beal go through, not even over the course of the season, just over the course of these last 10 games where the Suns went 7-3. What different roles do you feel like Bradley Beal has taken on and how is his role with this team evolved even over the last 2 weeks for the Suns?
It's been ever-changing for him, and I think that the thing that he has done so well is adapted based on what they've needed. Now, where the balance and how they've been tipping the weights in that kind of way in the last couple of days has been interesting because he's become a 20-plus shot guy now all of a sudden. When we were talking about him earlier in the month, it was 9 shots, 11, 12, and then he took 20-plus, I believe, against Minnesota. And for them to have that ability to go to that when if Brad is looking good in the first quarter like he was, roll with him in the fourth quarter. Have him carry you through this stretch. It's huge for them to have that from him. And then something James Jones shouted out today was Beal's defensive effort. I think that everything that he's been able to figure out in terms of his usage and stuff, he's been able to benefit more on defense and using his legs a lot more over there than he normally would. He has not been even a negative on defense, I would say. Like, he's been able to hang, and that's a huge part of what they've been able to do and improve on over the course of the season.
I think one of the big things is they're very healthy right now going into the playoffs, and you look at Kevin Durant and the amount of time that he played. But the one that really stands out to me, I think, is Yusuf Nurkic. And we're going to have him on the show in a little while. But, that was one of the knocks on him when he came over here was, he's always hurt. He doesn't play a lot of games. I mean, his availability this year was, tremendous. 76 games started, 76 games played for Yusuf Nurkic. He hasn't played that many games since 2017, 2018.
Yeah, you would have set the over-under probably like 55, 60 for him in terms of games played.
About where I would have set it.
Somewhere around there, and him hitting 75-plus, huge accomplishment, and he's been so integral to what they do, both on offense and defense. In the story coming tomorrow, a big part of what they've been doing with Anthony Edwards has been Nurkic's mobility to get out there and block the immediate driving lane right away. So Ant seeing a body as soon as he comes around a ball screen and Nurk getting back to his spot after his teammates cover for him. Like, he has been, I get it. Like, we talked about this when he got here. I was like, guess what, everyone? DeAndre Ayton was frustrating. Yusuf Nurkic is going to be frustrating. Like, he's going to miss bunnies around the rim. He's going to have a couple of mistakes with his turnovers here and there. But overall, he has been incredibly solid for this team, has his highs and lows like any other player, and he's been a huge part of what they do. They cannot afford to not have him on the floor at any point this postseason.
I was just going to say, safe to say and probably too obvious to point out, but I'll point it out anyway, him staying out of foul trouble, especially important in this series. I mean, generally overall it is, but especially important in this series.
Yeah, I think one of the worries that I have for the Suns in this series is when Naz Reid starts to figure his stuff out, because the backup 5 minutes have been shaky all year, and that's when Naz Reid is going to get on the floor. That's when I think Anthony Edwards is going to start to find a little bit more room. I like the way that their offense works a lot more when Kyle Anderson is out there, and he'll come off the bench and give them another guy to kind of move the ball around. So those are huge minutes, I think, for sure.
Yeah. All right, Kellen. So today or maybe tomorrow, part two of your preview, we're expecting a four-parter. And then, of course, you're traveling to Minnesota this weekend. So you'll have all the
prediction.
What is your prediction?
What's your prediction?
Wolves in six.
I'm sorry?
Wolves in six.
Wolves in six?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Minnesota in six?
Ooh. Minnesota in six. I need to see the consistency. I know that the last 10-game stretch has been really great, but there were some bumps there, just like there has been this entire season. You need to be incredibly consistent to win a playoff series, and until I see that level of consistency, I can't pick this team to win. Guess what? If I see it in the series, I'm probably going to pick them in the next round, but I haven't seen it yet. This two-game sample was great. What happened in the last two games before that?
Yeah, like, I'm sorry. The Clippers. Okay.
I'm sorry. I think it's a great matchup for them, and I think it's basically a coin flip, but ultimately I have Minnesota. Anthony Edwards has been... Anthony Edwards, a quick stat before I get off the mic here. 25 points per game or more, 21 years old or younger. The guys to do it, LeBron, Luka Doncic, Anthony Edwards. That's it.
Yeah.
He's been the guy in the postseason. I think he's going to bounce back a lot. And I've got Minnesota just with how physical this series is going to get, but I'm ready to be wrong. Hey, guess who picked them to the Lakers to beat them in round one in 2021? I did that too. I'm wrong all the time.
That's all right. That's all right. We respect you no matter what. Kellen, we appreciate it as always.
You stammered. You were like, I'm sorry.
I shocked everyone.
You did.
You said it. You said it so fast. I'm like, did he just say Wolves? Yeah, he said Wolves. Kellen, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Kellen Olson joining us here in studio. His preview's coming up and continuing at ArizonaSports.com.